An expensive bunker for police. That's the view of nearly a dozen people who criticize plans for the Seattle Police Department's new North Precinct building. KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel has details of the Wednesday Seattle City Council hearing.
City officials say Seattle's existing North Precinct facility is small and outdated. They envision a new one at Aurora and 130th Street, which the Seattle Times has called the country's most expensive. At Wednesday's council meeting, speakers like Omar Abdul-Alim said they'd like to see much of that money go to social services instead.
But I cannot live with the fact that you want to spend $160 million on a police militarized bunker. That money can be used for youth at risk programs, the one I've been involved with for over 20 years out in the Rainier Valley.
But the wife of one SPD officer spoke in support of the building, saying officers feel demoralized by what they view as politically motivated criticism. Seattle Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole said the designers were more worried about natural disasters than bombs or threats from the public.
So we're not building a fortress divide the police from the community. We're just building a building that is an essential public building that will withstand an earthquake.
She said the building's firing range will allow officers to do the sophisticated training required by the department's consent decree with the U.S. Justice Department.
We're doing six times the amount of training right now that we were doing pre-consent decree. So we definitely need space to accommodate for that training. And that is the new normal.
The precinct also contains a large parking garage for police cars and staff parking. Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien says he'd like to reduce that to shrink the project's cost.
It's not too late. It's frustrating as a council to be facing these significant policy questions at a point where they say we've already spent millions and millions of dollars on design work for this specific police station.
With council approval, construction would begin next year, and the new precinct would be scheduled to open in 2019. O'Toole says SPD may continue to use the existing North Precinct building as well. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.